From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Much of Houston, the fourth largest U.S. city, is underwater. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more incredibly heavy rain is on the way from the tropical storm system that hit the Gulf Coast late Friday as Hurricane Harvey. Rising water has chased thousands of people to rooftops or higher ground and has overwhelmed rescuers trying to keep up with constant calls for help. The downpours turned some streets into rivers navigable only by boat. In a rescue effort that recalled the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the storm that devastated New Orleans 12 years ago, helicopters landed near flooded freeways. Some people managed to escape with kayaks, canoes, or inflatable rafts. At least two deaths have been reported so far, a total that is likely to climb. The VOA's Celia Mendoza said Sunday from Houston, "It's impossible not to feel overwhelmed. Everything is closed." President Trump will visit the disaster area Tuesday, but only if it is clear that his trip will not disrupt relief efforts. The White House said President Trump led a cabinet meeting about the storm disaster on Sunday, and that he expects all federal agencies to stay fully committed to helping state officials in Texas and neighboring Louisiana. The Federal Emergency Management Agency chief told CNN that members of his agency will be involved in operations in the storm-damaged areas for years. He said the devastation caused by the hurricane was a, quote, landmark event. This is VOA News. A suicide